It is time to do a little road tripping, or in this case, I guess a little ocean rowing. Where are we going?
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I guess you could be on the road in the Virgin Islands or in Hawaii. I kind of have a feeling that Bob and Mark this week just wanted to rub in the fact that they're sitting in 80-degree weather while we're hunkered down here with snow in downtown Salt Lake City. Man, did you get out of town just in time?
It wasn't exactly planned that way, but I'm glad to see it worked out.
Well, some of us like to play and ski in this stuff, and I know you do too. But, you know, it's all about balance in your life, right?
That's right. You know, and I haven't been on a vacation since 2019, so we were ready to get out of town.
Well, and this is something I can relate to. People think, you know, because I'll post pictures a lot of times from many of the places I get a chance to go, but it's always on a work trip. And people go, oh, dude, you know, that's a tough job. You get to go do that. But the fact is, you just never get the chance to totally turn your brain off and just relax. So hopefully that's what you're doing today.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, and with my, you know, guiding and all the things that I've done in tourism and travel, people think that's all I do is vacation, but it's work.
Yeah.
You know, because I when I'm guiding, it's I'm not really enjoying. I am. I enjoy being with the group, but I'm working.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And working hard, as a matter of fact. Mark is not with us this week. He's in Hawaii. I think the last bit of pictures I saw, he was taking pictures of, you know, one of those blowholes that the ocean, when it comes in, will spew up on one of the islands. But he was also, I think, at the top of a volcano or something. So he'll have stories to tell when he gets back.
Yes, he will. I've been kind of following him on Facebook as well. Looks like even in spite of the rainy weather, they're having a great time.
Yeah. So what's this trip you're on?
I'm on a 10-day Caribbean trip on Princess. I've cruised on Princess before, and we really like this cruise line. But we started out of Fort Lauderdale. We were on sea for the first 3 days, and then yesterday we were in port at Tortola, small island there. And then today we were in St. Kitts, and then we still have St. Thomas, St. Martin, Antigua, and Grand Turks.
Oh, wow.
To go see before we head back. Our last day will be at sea again.
Makes you feel young when you're on these boats with all those old people, doesn't it?
Yes.
I said, it's a little bit of an inside joke, but I was telling Bob in a text, I said, why don't you challenge some of those old guys to a climb up the rock wall or a race around the ship? You'll feel better about yourself.
You know, it's so funny, you know, with my guiding, I started guiding in my 30s, and I caught up to the average age of my group, and now we all have the same conversation talking about the same things because we're all in the same age group, and I think we have on the cruising as well.
Talking about goiters and hemorrhoids, I think, or something.
Something like that, but probably even more than that, but we're having fun. Yeah, we feel a little bit young, like we're on the young side of the group. This even the crew was telling us it seemed like a little bit older group this cruise.
You got any off ship excursions? You were off the boat for a little while today, I think.
Yeah, we went out to a beach and spent some time in the ocean and just spending some time on the beach. Tomorrow we're going in fact, I think our next two ports were snorkeling, and then we're going on a yacht race on one day, and then another day we're kind of renting golf carts and just kind of touring the island.
Yeah. Have you done a lot of snorkeling? There's been some advancements, I know, in face masks and things that are full face that actually look a lot more comfy. And I think Becky, quite frankly, would enjoy it more. Her one experience with it was in Hawaii, just off of Waikiki, and we were chasing sea turtles, not, you know, actually chasing them, but I mean, we were out in the bay there and were able to watch them and just follow them around. And she actually accidentally sucked in some seawater and thought she was going to drown. I had to go to her rescue. But these new face masks actually look like they've solved that problem for people.
Well, I'll find out soon and I'll let you know if I don't suck in any seawater. But I haven't seen, we haven't been out yet, but I think tomorrow is our first day snorkeling.
But you always find ways to do things in the outdoors, even when you're on a cruise ship that's feeding you well and probably giving you all of the creature comforts.
You know, this ship we're on is huge. It's over 1,000 feet long, 19 decks high, 145,000 tons. I mean, it's a big ship and it's got a lot of stairs. So Susan and I, we take the stairs instead of the elevators up and down to make room for the buffet.
There you go. You got to work off some of those pounds.
Boy, I tell you, if you don't, we'll come back, you know, needing to go back to the gym for sure. But oh, this is a fun cruise, you know, and thanks to the generous tips of my great customers on my tours, they pay for my vacation. So we're just recycling the travel money.
There you go.
They bring it with them, they tip it to me, and then I put it right back into the system with our vacation. So it works out pretty well that way.
That's a great way to look at it. Well, I appreciate you just jumping on to share a little bit of your experience down there. With both of you on the road in different parts of the world, I was wondering whether we'd connect, but we always seem to find a way.
Hey, internet on the ships now.
Yeah.
I tell you, you're not never far from home anymore.
How about that? Well, have fun with Susan. I know you don't get many opportunities to do that where you can just relax, and we'll look forward to the stories on the other end.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim. We'll see you when we get back.
All right. There's your road tripping segment for this week. Fun stuff. Something to think about anyway with that snow falling and 9 degrees overnight forecast for Tuesday morning this week. Have a good week. We're not going to wrap up here. We're going to take a break. We've got a news update on the half hour. And then on the other side, snow day as we head up to Brighton. And they've got a brand new lift they want to brag about. So stay with us.